AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. In Minneapolis, Derek Chauvin is going to prison for the death of George Floyd.
The court commits you to the custody of the Commissioner of Corrections for a period of 270 months. That's 270.
That's 22 and a half years. Prosecutors had asked for 30 years. President Biden was asked about the sentence.
I don't know all the circumstances that were considered, but it seems to me under the guidelines, that seems to be appropriate.
Among those giving victim impact statements today was George Floyd's 7-year-old daughter, Gianna.
If you could say anything to your daddy right now, what would it be?
It would be, I miss you and I love you.
In court, Chauvin offered condolences to Floyd's family.
There's going to be some other information in the future that would be of interest. And I hope things will give you some peace of mind.
Floyd family attorney Benjamin Crump says this could be a turning point in America.
This should not be the exception when a black person is killed by brutality by police. It should be the norm.
With good behavior, Chauvin could be paroled after serving two-thirds of his sentence, or about 15 years. The search continues for survivors from a collapsed building near Miami. 159 people are missing. At least 4 people died. Manhattan prosecutors are considering filing criminal charges soon against Donald Trump's company from a long-running investigation into the former president's business dealings. Sources tell the AP President Biden's bipartisan infrastructure deal has been thrown into doubt barely 24 hours after it was announced. Republican senators felt blindsided by the president's insistence the deal move in tandem with his bigger package of investments. Stocks finished mixed, the Dow up 237 points. This is AP News. President Biden celebrated the LGBTQ community as Pride Month winds down.
It reflects the community's stature at government's highest level, with the president saying Pride Month represents many things, including courage and justice.
And above all, Pride Month stands for love.
Among those at an Easterum commemoration, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, the first openly gay person confirmed to a cabinet post.
Us even being here proves how much change is possible in America.
The president earlier named a special diplomatic envoy for LGBTQ rights and also signed a measure designating Orlando's Pulse nightclub a national memorial. 49 people were killed at the gay club 5 years ago, the deadliest attack on the nation's LGBTQ community. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The American Civil Liberties Union filed a lawsuit challenging Tennessee's first-of-its-kind law requiring signs if transgender people use multi-person public bathrooms of their choice. Ed Donahue, AP News.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.